father screaming, my Lady Gaga.
Yes, you wanna look. Yes, yes, you wanna look.
Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa.
Mia, 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 lo que tú. Masira jilo moto.
Ako ade liago. Abo moka mota ane ipo. Cause I pull up in the middle of the song.
Be high, be high, be high, be high.
I'm in love with plenty women. I know my money, all of them. It no matter the shape or color, I go make sure say I must collect.
I'm going to buffet, no man get to come on your bed. Body on check, check, check. I thought I don't know you the bed, bed, damn man.
Malaku Ibar, Malaku come.
Shebe make a Samoa, say my tukina go join God. You want to bamba, you want to cheat with the big boys.
Okay, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Go by the name Dachley Sherbrooke, and this is my house. We come here every Wednesday to give you the best of African music and entertainment, just to gist in general. Because if you know, if I know gist, who want gist? But all the same, I come here every Wednesday just to, you know, tell you what is trending and what is not. And if you're following African music, and just to give you what's next on board and what people are listening to at the moment. And first of all, I just want to say congratulations to Big Wiz, because he's back again on the top chart of the Afrobeat category, because it has been long. Everybody has been mocking my own boy. Waiting itself, they want to be like, see my own guy, I want to lose guy or one or two. But inside, I just want to say congratulations to him once again. It's been long, the project dropped, and it's still, it just came back again on number one, and that is the first thing I just need to say. And there's been a lot going on recently, even Burna Boy coming out to drop another single again, and a lot of people are getting him criticized because they said he is not being able to drop another banger. Because the last time somebody said that the last time Burna Boy did anything big was in Last, but all the same, I just hope that this track that is doing right now is just taking up slowly, because when it gets there, it's going to be there. Because that's what I feel a classic song always does. It always takes time to really show itself. So when it does, trust me, you're going to be like, ah, I bet this song don't make sense. So example like ASS, example like Last, example like what? A lot. We have jams like that, and they just pick up slowly, but at the end of the day, you just see them top chart for a very, very long time. So I'm in the studios of Radio Vibe, as Radio Vibe is always, we just vibe to good music and talk anything entertainment. Yeah, all the same, we're gonna be having an amazing episode today, trust me, because literally I've got some, you know, cool gist for you, so we can both be able to understand each other, to, you know, talk on our opinions about something in general. Yeah, there are a lot of news going on right now. So but without talking too much, I'll be starting with the very song from Darko, Like That. I'm talking about this song. I guess I told you guys before that Mr. P from the P Square, she said that Mr. P from P Square wanted to be on the song, and she rejected because she did sample their old song. And after that, she paid royalties, did all the proper documentation, but after all, the song was to take it down on YouTube due to copyright inflation. But I don't know, probably this is the first time again I'm hearing this new version. Probably she went to the studio, took off the samples and made some corrections, or the samples were corrected. I don't know what happened, but all the same, we're listening to the very first song together. She's dropping it again, Like That by Darko, and we're gonna be back after the show. Stay tight and be there.
Girl, I'm falling. It's 4 a.m. Can't we do this again? So tell me, what it is that I gotta do? Oh my baby, there's nothing that I can't do for you. When I look into your eyes, girl, it's you giving me a sign. Oh, when you gonna realize I'm tryna make you my wife? For you, girl, hold me down always. I like to think
by the name Dachula Sherbrook, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was like that by Darko, and for me, I think she did sample Do Me from Pisco, because you know what I mean, say that do me, you know did that song, I lie. I don't know what to say, but it's blessed that could if I trouble, so that's all I have to say. If Mr. P find you, and he catch you, you go yeah. But all the same, the song just dropped, and trust me, one thing I just need to tell that could is if she can be able to do away with this sampling of tracks and all of those things, she could be able to work on something. But you know the hands, I think it's working for her also though. I think it's working for her, but sampling something can always work for some certain set of people and others it doesn't. So I just think it's working for her. That's why I guess she's sticking to it. But for me, I also would say she should be that, you know, original and how will I say, creative enough to be able to put out her own sound and work with creative producers that can be able to even sample something even without listening to it the first time you get it. That's why people keep saying when it comes to the genius of Kanye West sampling is one of the best, because what it does with sampling, it takes him to explain where he sampled in the song for you to be able to understand that yes, it's about. But these days everybody just bring out something, as a producer once said, bring out something and just slash a to it on it and it starts sounding good and they just feel like yes, that's sampling. But the generosity of people like Dr. Dre at that time, Pop Daddy, Kanye West, the masterminder, trust me, it's just different from what I think the new producers or the new artists are putting together these days. That's just my own opinion though, and that's nothing more I have to say. And Speedality have been trending for the past couple of days. If you know the guy, you know him. If you don't know him, you should know the this track he did with Burna Boy, which we even played in this podcast one time. And he's back again, and he said he went online and said he raped a young girl when she was 15, and he was just saying what he said online. But I can just predict that he didn't kind of think about it, even if, because for me, you could do something like that at your age and you still brag about it online, makes you look stupid as a person, first of all. And second of all, I think he didn't kind of think it as a big deal because he was not thinking of the consequences. But right now he's taking a U-turn on it, because the way social media, first of all, and the government is looking into it, is not in his own favor. It was a prank, he said. Speedality makes U-turn on rape admission. And talking on that, he said his confessions sparked controversy, with many calling for the entertainer's arrest because he needed to. The Lagos State Domestic and Sexual Violence Agency (DSVA) was also reacted, revealing that it is forwarded the case to the National Agency for Prevention of Trafficking in Persons and further actions. And in a new video shared by Instagram, Speedality claimed his rape admittance was a prank intended to spark controversy. He claimed that artists like himself need controversy to make a living. The video is for all of you who are ringing because I said I had sexual encounter with a 50 years old. I'm an artist. We need controversy to eat. If you are not trendy, you are not going to get booked for shows. I just dropped a song titled Village Girl. It is about Quartis. I don't do Christian music. We release a song like that, we need to make sexual content to promote it. So that was what I was doing. Don't give it more light than it's supposed to have. But if any of you is offended, apologies. For intending artists, you have to be controversial. And that was what you saw me doing in that video, selling my market, and that's what it is. And I hope you guys understand. Peace. Yes, I guess we all understand, but trust me, that's no, but I don't know. We are living in a world where we don't take rape, or how will I say, pedophiles as joke. Pedophiles as a joke. This is something I guess Speedality is not supposed to even have to talk about or to joke about. Yes, I know you can come along and say something controversial and people just make fun about it and they laugh, but I do the same thing. Sometimes you say opposite of something. Somebody, for example, I'll use 50 Cent for example. He's just this guy who goes out there and make fun of, example, like Puff Daddy right now, since he's been arrested and he's been making his life more more miserable than he's supposed to be, and all of those things. Even because his name was mentioned in one of the cases with Puff Daddy, he came out and said free PDD, and after that he said they should pay him, he said, what is it called, $10, because that was what he was told, that whenever he makes such a video they're going to pay him $10, and tomorrow he's coming again to do something like that. So that's funny, that's cool. Everybody understood the 50 Cent and his jokes and all of those things, but sorry, saying something like that, if it's a country where something like this is really really not illegal, trust me, Speedality would have been behind bars and a court case, but not a jam court case, and if for not fun, he pass how he be. So that's all I've got to say. He should be able to know the difference of making jokes and, you know, not making jokes. There are things that are not funny, especially to the world at this very moment. Trust me, I'm saying this as a person. There are things you don't talk about or you don't say, no matter how funny you think it sounds. That's all I have to say. Our next song is coming from Burna Boy, and he titled this one Ta-Ta-Ta, featuring Travis Scott, one of his new singles that just dropped. Sherbrooke, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
Cry, baby, young flame. I hope she can take me. I'll be cool off her like AC. Make her jump when I want. I gotta take me. Yeah, my money is big as your Nash. Bring your friend, and y'all better not clash. By the business, I fly first class. Just to on that ass, she hit 5-5-5-5, that's that cash. I might spend 3-4-5 on the bag. She can't hop in the lane, but she bad. Splash all week, yeah, that for gas.
Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta
To my house on Radio Fab. Okay, that was Tatata by Burna Boy featuring Travis Scott, and a new single I said was released by him, and an amazing jam by the way, but really not doing numbers right now, and a lot of 30 BG's fans are out there, and the FCs are not really taking Burna Boy too serious, but 30 BG's are really taking things off ends, and they are really mocking him. I guess he's in number 27 the last time I checked, and that's that. I don't really know, but it's not going well for him, and the numbers are not really going well for him at the moment, including YouTube or other platform. Trust me, he's just not really doing numbers right now. Sheilo calls out Tunde Not over alleged harassment. Now we have scathed the bulk report of him divorcing his wife because she was mocking him on social media, and also skit maker Mama Uka threatens to expose colleague approaching him for gay relationship. And the first thing first I'm going to talk about is that Sheilo. For me, I just think Sheilo is looking for clout for the moment, so I just think today not should help his career, because it's been long I saw anything that he did online, so maybe probably just looking for something to just be relevant. So today not, you can help your guy, and that is that for that, nothing much. I'm talking about skills. divorcing his wife. For me, I would say that's, first of all, any report that comes out and say somebody divorced his or her wife because of social media mockery, I don't know, it's very stupid. Now your wife, if she doesn't make fun of you, who will? Probably, even if you're dating and you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, the worst person to you expect a good thing from is your partner. I'm not trying to say they are bad people. What I'm trying to say is, when it comes to mockery, they are very good at it. They are supposed to laugh at you when needed to. They are supposed to give you the best compliments when needed to. They are supposed to give you the best criticism when it's needed to. So coming online and laughing at you is, for me, I don't see it as a big deal. And a reason for a divorce, I just think any report that comes out with that is going to be the most dumbest shit ever. It should be like the most stupidest conspiracy theory. But anything is possible. Humans and humans. And I don't know how skis his level of intelligence is, so probably he might and he might not have known. But yeah, he came out and debunked it and all of that. And talking about the gay relationship stuff, since the skit maker, what is his name again, SK Records has been coming out and doing the SOS Save Our Society movement, and it's gotten a lot of, you know, support and love and criticism all the same. But the most important thing that I have to say is, everybody's just trying to talk about gay shit right now. Trust me, it has been. Now, the first thing first is, are we trying to make Nigeria how will I say it, a same-sex marriage country? If that's what we're doing, then we should just do it and let it go. But if we're not, why is it even an issue, first of all? Why are we trying to even have a discussion about it? You can go to places like Saudi Arabia now and have this thing as a desk discussion right now. I'm not sure it's going to make any sense. It is not, it has never happened, and it will never will. So this is it. And second of all, it's becoming a concern because a lot of people are trying to now just, how will I say, be trending because they just want to be cross-dressed. Actually, I'm not saying the gay shit kind of people, but I'm saying cross-dressers, for example. They just... Egungun got started with all these things and he got the backlash when he posted a guy who said he was a cross dresser, whatever thing, I don't know how, and things and things and things like that. And since the video got a lot of views, and somebody started saying, SK Records started saying, if people are there trying to watch something like this, then you know the next generation is going to be fucked up, because a lot of people are there thinking, oh, the only way to make it into the entertainment industry right now is to be like this, or to do controversy like this, to do something stupid like this, or to act like this. So at a certain point, you now give them the opportunity to now be like, okay, fine, if no other thing that I should do, or I should say, I should act this way at a certain time, because it's going to give me the number of views and influence and whatever thing that I need. But trust you, I will always keep saying, the best way to always grow as an individual, to start with your little beginnings, grow with your craft, study it, master it, and continue doing it. And trust me, because the way Nigeria is going right now, it seems like this is the only way. Because for me, I really don't see, it was even a problem for me at one time when a non-gay approved country was having someone like playing Bob Risky on a screenplay for kids to watch. It was really not okay well for me. If you know, with this, don't, if you just want to legalize anything in a country, just legalize it. It will be okay. Everybody will just, okay, Nigeria and a gay approved country, then we know they gay approved, but with the accept some kind of thing for society. So for me, we understood go where SK was coming from, and it's not like they are giving more light to this set of people, and there are people who are really working on their craft day and night, and somebody just comes out and just cross-dresses and started having millions of followers, and at the end of the day, they become celebrities. Why there are people who are really blessed and talented, working their ass off, getting nothing for what they really deserve. So for me, I just think it should be not something you just, I don't know how to describe it, but I really understand his own point of view. And I guess that's what Mama Oku, the skit maker, is also saying. In a video message shared by Instagram, he said, the skit maker explained that he has tried to be polite with his gay admirers, telling them that he's straight, but they have to continue to make advantages at him. He vowed to expose anyone who approaches him for a gay relationship as food, regardless of their status. He said, this message is for my colleagues and others who don't have to respect themselves. If anyone comes to my DM again as a fellow man to ask me out, I will screenshot your post and I won't mind your status. And you know, Nigerians blog like things like news like this, and they will post you, and this is gonna be your last one. I've tried to be mature about this by telling you privately that I'm straight and I'm a father. Also, I came from a very scared place. Is it Enugu Ezeke. We don't misbehave. If any of you comes to my DM again to ask me out, I will post you. Our next song is coming from Fido, Money Moves. He just released it, I guess, a couple of days ago, and it's been doing numbers for him also.
No shaking, money no shaking. Money no can do, money God can do. Everything I need to do, God can do.
Oh God, what if God can do?
That was Fido, Money Moves. As I said, he's been doing numbers and approximately 800,000 on YouTube as of today. And though he's sitting on number 60 something on what is it called, on Spotify and Apple Music, very low also. I think it's a good start. Probably that he had not started promoting the song, but a great one also. Love the jam, you know. Fido, I guess he never misses any with his Afrofusion, putting it together with something technical like this. Trust me, he's gonna be one of those artists who is gonna be here for a very, very long time. In other words, since Asake is also giving a little space right now, Asake no hear the boom again like that. So not be saying no the boom like that, you know what I mean? Also, like for the past 3-4 years, Asake was just over every other person, you know. It was just Asake and others. I don't know if I'm making any sense. They're artists like that, just like a couple of years ago also it was like Rema and others, it was like Wizkid and others. I'm not sure it has been Davido. It was like Techno and others from like 2018 2019 2020. It was like Techno and others. So there are people who are just, so for me, I just think since the space right now is nobody really doing their thing, I guess I restart for the female version. A female artist, he's just the one top there for the past 4 or 5 years now, if I'm not making any mistake. For the male, I really don't. Arista and Thames. Yes, I had to put the both of them there. For the male artists, I just think everybody just taking different spots since Asake has not been able to really stay up there now at the moment, because I guess nobody, his project is not really that top notch anymore, or not top notch anymore. As I already talked, not that he has not done great for himself, but I'm just trying to say Asake cannot be Asake of 3 years ago, if you understand what I'm trying to say. So no, I'm not trying to talk down on his craft, and trust me, he's one of the most amazing artists I've come to listen to this new generation, and I really kind of loved his his jobs and his style and craft. Don Jazzy called out a food vendor who gifted him Ukobi in exchange for Rema. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm not going to criticize the food vendor. I'm here to say business is business. It's just a request. I gifted you this. Are you willing to do this for that? If you're not, you just say yes. Which why I don't know why Don Jazzy got to take this whole thing personal. First of all, when I first saw the news, it really caught me off guard. Like, which kind of nonsense? But well, it got to them. I was like, a negotiation is negotiation. There is nothing like a bad price. I don't know if Esau can sell his bet rights because of pottage. So I don't understand. Vendor is vendoring. I can give you something. If our ancestors could be selling their people for a bottle of gin, whiskey, slippers, umbrellas, trust me, who is Don Jazzy not to exchange Rema for Nkobi? And for me, it's not a bad deal. It's just for him to say yes or no. Don't know the quarry. I brought an offer. If you like it, you accept it. If you don't like, I'm going to see come. So for me, I just think the food vendor is just trying to make more for himself, because sharing the encounter, Don Jazzy publicly warned that no one should give me free food, free gift again. I don't want it. While describing the encounter as the reason why he didn't appreciate free gifts, he questioned the exchange rate of Rema for a plate of Ukobi. Out of nowhere, you gave me free Ukobi that I did not ask for, which you insisted. I accepted it and it suddenly you want me to return the favor. You're asking me to give you Rema. How does it even add up the exchange rate for me? Because of Ukobi asked. Baba, as I said, I'll say it again. Business is business. I have every right to negotiate in any way I like to negotiate. So it's for you to understand or not to understand, for you to accept or not to accept. So it's just, man, I call it business, nothing more. As it was once said, this is business, no emotions. And this song is coming from one of my favorite at one time, Fuse ODG, and I titled this one Sunday Later, featuring Soli Breaks. I'm talking about Fuse ODG. Should I say he originated or he popularized Azonto as a song and as a dance? Trust me, this guy is an OG, and I really kind of respected that moment from him, because he really kind of brought the tune even straight to Nigeria. We started vibing to it. Every single Nigeria started doing the sound close to it and started doing the dance. And I really see him as that OG level for me. You know, popularizing a sound and a dance step is really a big deal. Even people like Chris Brown were doing it at that very time. So without talking too much, we have Fuse ODG, Solidarity, and after this, we'll be back after the song.
I can never be afraid. I came with the energy, your shaka. You got things in your crave. I came as the child of my father. I give thanks and praise. And I came with a spiritual llama. May the anointing spray. First of all, make a poor before man proceed. There's a silent war up in DRC. If you're poverty born and the throes you seek, the new Africa was born to fulfill the dream. Can't forget the powers that's instilled in me. I know, say, there's powers that be showed in me. I told them from band A to BBC that we the Africans who know what the children need. So fall back, we can kick it on our own. Black man stand up, we're sitting on the throne. Ruling everywhere, yeah, we're killing at the globe. And we're building back a home in a different kind of zone. I came with the spirit of Sunday Yata. I can never be afraid. I came with the energy, your shaka. You got things in your crave. I came as the child of my father. I give thanks and praise. And I came with a spiritual llama, made the anointing spray. You never ever 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 know what it feel like. Pretend to be someone else in a real life. You can never be yourself, cause it feel like, for the sake of the salary, you had to put your pride to the side. It cost to have a dream. My CV was written in European. Said I was captured through the Euro lens. Too much baggage being African. We used to pretend to Caribbean. Now I feel it in my soul. Dore mi Burkina Faso. But they will never show or give us the glory. The hunter, the hero, to the lion start telling story. I came with the spirit of Sunday Yata. I can never be afraid. I came with the energy, your shaka. You got things in your crave. I came as the child of my father. I give thanks and praise. And I came with the spiritual llama. Made the anointing spray. I came with the spirit of Sunday Yata. I can never be afraid.
I came with the energy your shaka. You go think see ya crazy. I came as the child of my father. I give thanks and pray. And I came with a spiritual armor. Maybe the anointing spray.
Welcome to Sona.
You're listening to my house on Radio Fab,
where the sounds of nature anchor us from the land of Suya, Okadas, Nkrumah, and Karas, from Sakumono, Ojolegba, Nairobi to Accra's. We sing songs originally narrated by ancestors to create science, ointments, navigations, algebras. We birthed the sojourners of Obasanjo, Nelson, Angelas. We survived oppression, neglect, and adversity. Because we saw opportunity and negotiated advantages. No longer subpar, okay-ish, novice, or amateurs. Black is excellence. African is excellence. We fought against the fires they used to try and burn us. Did they forget that we were children of the sun? So we rose from the ashes, filled with the spirits of the new Africa, where the sounds of nature anchor us. From the stories of naughty Anansis to surviving overnights of atrocities. This is Sona. This is honor. Cause they came for our sounds. Then they came for our organs. They came for our nature. Then they came for Africa. And now it's time we took it back.
Okay, that was Fuse ODG and that featuring Solly Briggs. And as I said, Fuse is one of those guys who really popularized Azonto. I'm not sure if he was the originator because I don't really know how he started, but I know we started listening to Azonto once Fuse dropped that his favorite track and it became an African sound, and everybody hopped into the dance and the sound, and it became just like Amapiano right now. It became a sensation at 2010 11 and 12, and trust me, it was just everywhere and everybody was into it, including, as I said, Chris Brown. People like Chris Brown and Usher were doing the dance also as well. We've tried to come back, but it's not working. Peter said YP Square Split, and I guess it's like the third time they tried to come back and it's not been working for me. My own take when it comes to this P Square splitting is just that the first mistake, I guess, they made, I know people might think it is stupid of me to say this, but I guess the first mistake they made was ever thinking they are going to be forever. Yes, let me just do it this way. They might be brothers, but they should have started as a group, not like as a name. They would have started as a group, everybody having their individual names and starting as a group. Then at the end of the day, if you want to do your single project, you are free to do it. If you want to work as a collaboration for the both of them, they would have been able to do it, and anybody would have been able to be part of P-Square at any time, and anybody would have been able to leave P-Square at any time, because you killing the name P-Square or as a brand right now, he's not really helping Jude as a person, because I know a fair word that Jude might have been the mastermind that when it comes to that project P-Square. He might have been, people might think it's just the two artists that is just no, Jude really might have played a big role making that name becoming famous. I'm not saying this because he said it, I'm saying this because I know it. It's not just about having the artistry that makes you a great artist, but there's always a mastermind out there that needs to put on the project. How would I say, the graphing and the planning, every other thing into works to make sure this thing really comes to life. 100% believe me when I say things like this. And it would have been like, why would I say it? Rude Boy and Mr. P. But when they do a song together, it should be P-Square. Because it's definitely going to get to a time when the both of them are going to be like, man, I don't tire. I can't do this collaboration shit anymore. For no reason. It happens. We are humans. I'm saying this because I've seen things. We are no destiny child. Like, as a group. But we have Beyonce, who again, I really cannot, you see, I can't really remember the many two. But there are people who have been in and out of Destiny Child, but they're still there. We have groups like Maroon 5, which you have Adam and the rest of the group. Adam does his song separately, it becomes Adam. But when they work together as a team, it becomes Maroon 5. This is how it's supposed to be like. Forget family, forget everything. I believe this is where we keep this. And I know a lot of people will not agree with me when it comes to this, because they just think they are family. Shane and the same family, now they do the same thing. This is what I'm trying to say. People just take emotions too further to honesty that they believe, and since they are family, are supposed. No, we are not supposed to. Let business be business. Let family be family. Because at the end of the day, the family might be the one really kind of ruling business for you at the end of the day. Trust me. I'm just, anything I say, I'm saying it out of experience. So I guess I don't just say this because others are saying. I say this because it's part of my experience. It's something that I know of or something I've experienced. So what I'm trying to say is, if you want to make business business. P-Square, Rude Boy and Mr. P, yes, come together. You guys are P-Square. But when you guys can work on separate projects, you can go and work with Olamide separately, do your single, whatever time you want. You think Mr. P is delaying a project versus sent it, I don't know. Whatever thing. Okay, you know what? I'll go carry the song, release them by yourself. No future. If the song blows, it blows. But if you guys come back and be like, okay, fine, let's have this collaboration together. Let's do a joint album. Okay, do a joint album title with P-Square. That is how it's supposed to work. But it has just been P-Square, all this why people did kind of. So that is why I even felt like it was God's grace for them to even separate and still have a separate name for themselves, because if not, it would have been so fucking difficult for the both of them to just have a separate name without P-Square, because they've been known as P-Square, and without P-Square there is no Mr. P and there is no Rude Boy. But see, I just feel like it's just the grace of God that has been for them, and the loyalty of fans that they had all this while that has been keeping both of them going. Trust me, because even with their character, I suppose Mudo drive the two of them. 100% believe me when I say things like this. My next song is coming from ID Cabasa, the legendary ID Cabasa, and he titled this one Anytime Reimagine, featuring Bella Shmuda, Ayomaf, and the great and good Ajebo Hustlers. I go by the name Dachle Shevrog, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
Only for dancer killer. I think about some music rocket launcher. Yeah, yeah.
Deep under the sea, deep under the ocean, everything I don't see. I don't feel to mention. Mommy tell me, my boy take caution. I'm on Elia. When the bread in no butter, Biggie and I'm a bouncer. When the bread in no butter, the Slim say I'm a dancer. Putting be the matter, loco, coco. When I get the money, I say coco, coco. Thanks to my mommy, loco, coco. When I get the money, give her loco, coco. Kiri tell me shake, I am a shemi, call me baby. Kiri tell me shake, I am a shemi, call me baby.
Fly over my one port accord. To me and my leg, we dey hustle with the hot clothes.
I sound grand, don't go lonto. I know be swag, but no, I know be yolodo. I hear win, see I come wolombo. Now ready quality, me I want follow go. Nah, neme o. Oh, so low where who I don't know.
Omo the country hard, no be my fault. See, I really came to Lagos by bus. If you be no work to go, say na my loss. Pray to my God as I dey wait for my turn. We fi share the goalie when I dey bond. Me and no fi yan to read, the story go long.
Anytime the rain is falling, me and my mommy, the shit out of my body. You don't see what you have to say. But more time, many bad no more, no more.
No cry.
Okay, that was ID Kabasa featuring Belesmolda, Ayo Mav, and Ajebo Hustlers, and the title that one, Anytime Reimaged. And he has been kind of reimagining some of his songs, like the one he produced, both the one he did himself and the one he reproduced back in the days. And it has been a legendary one. He has featured even Star Plus, he won again, featured Olamide in another one. We did a remade with what's it called again? Nice, you know, he's just kind of doing his old project back again, and trust me, it's just Ady Kabasa. And he was just one of those best, and still doing what he knows how to do best, by the way. And we have Sheisha saying, why I stopped going to church. She said that she did so because a church leader proposed that the congregation stop singing New Age gospel song and revert to old school Christian song and hymns that are direct scripture. Sheis said that she could not fathom why people like that, like the church leader, would be happy singing songs that were written by slaves owner and passed down through generations while torturing African ancestors. She urged Christians to research old Christian songs and hymns before singing them, stressing that ignorance is not godly. On her Instagram story, she wrote, one leader like that at my former church said something like, we need to stop singing songs, singing all those New Age gospel songs in praise and worship, and go back to singing hymns and holy songs that are direct scriptures. Guess what? I stopped going to that church, period, because I didn't know how and why you would feel blessed and happy by singing some of the songs that were slaves, slave owners wrote and forced them to sing and passed down through generations while burying and torturing your ancestors. Makes no sense. Do your research. Ignorance is not godly. That might be for you though, Shay, but I think it's not really a good reason for you to just stop going to church. If you said you stopped going to a certain church because of such a thing, that is okay. That's why I really wanted to read a statement for herself. This one is not allegedly, she said, and she wrote it on her Instagram page herself. Now my main concern here is, if a certain church is putting a certain law and you don't like it, I guess there are other churches who sings new generations that they modify it. People like Prince Emmanuel does it. He even does Afrobeat with good Christian songs. I'm a piano, the same thing. So there are people who go to these churches. If some certain laws of some church doesn't match your personality, trust me, that is why we have others. If you are not schooled Catholic, the way they worship or the way they bow to Mary and pray through Mary to Christ, you can go to Anglican. I don't know how they function there. If not, you can go to being a Baptist. From a Baptist, no, I don't really like the way Baptists do their whatever thing they don't like there. You can go to Pentecostals. And talking about Pentecostals, we have millions and millions of them which they have different doctrine which you can adapt to. I'm just saying. You saying you don't go to church because somebody says something, it's not. And that's why I just said it. Because anytime I see a Christian or a religious news like this, I really want to read it and I really want to go into it, because at the end of the day, you might realize it's really not making any sense. If you're saying you stopped going to a party, this is why I stopped going to my former church, it is great, not why you stopped going to church. Okay, the church say me, you don't sing good song, you don't like up. I guess other churches are out there singing new songs, so you have every right to flip and be like, okay, fine, I like this new church and the new songs, so why not go to it? I don't really see any reason why somebody should just stop going to church because you feel like somebody just said anything. So you just can't stop church now, you don't want to go to church again. You got to talk. So for me, I really don't see any sense there, by the way. Without talking too much, my next song is also coming from Ghana from the one and only Jackie. For those who know Jackie, Jackie is Jackie, and she titled this one Soul Kofa. And we're gonna be back after the song.
Bemina minche, Matina watche, Jiji miso me pe, Ode, Ande, Matina watche, Bemina minche, Matina watche, Jiji miso me pe, Ode, Ande, Osa, Osa, na wana neba, beginning to think I don't need another lover.
Found you today, I don't wanna go back. I don't want to be with a Casanova. Yes, I, whatever, ever. But give if you do, the least I'll find another. Why you want to leave when you know it's you, you? Is you and I forever, baby, this is now or never. Forget the issues, now we cool, my cool, my moon with Dimbo Moon. I know we meant to spend the rest of life together, baby. The day wore the brown outfit was when I knew I had fallen. Without you, I don't know if I can breathe again or feel again, I'm worried. Wossa, wossa, I wanna never. Beginning to think I don't need another lover. Found you today, I don't wanna go back. I don't want to be with a Casanova. Yes, I, whatever, ever. But give if you do, the least I'll find another. Why you want to leave when you know it's you, you? But there is something about you and me. Maybe I wake up with you in my dream. I fall to sing you some Molly Shakis. He's baby.
Listening to my house on Radio Fab. Okay, that was Jackie Sankofa. And talking about entertainment music, and we have Yula Doche, second wife, welcoming their third child together. And we also have The Priest, which is officially the, should I say, the CEO or whatever thing. I don't know which handles he does, but he's the one in charge of, what's the name of his record label, by the way? John C. Ward. Yes, he's the CEO of John C. Ward. Said he's vegetarian right now. He took down on X and he said, he wrote, save yourself, heal your body, unlock your potential. The revolution needs your 100%. I am going vegan for my health, my mind, and my future. Popular veteran actress, including America power couple Beyonce and Jay-Z, partnered ASAP. He said on X, and he said he's going to be vegan from that moment. But I don't think there's any need to make an announcement when you become a vegan. I know this might be like I'm giving shout out to vegans right now, but for me, I just think if you are vegan, is a thing. I don't go out there telling people I eat meat. This is the most funny thing. Somebody once said, a comedian once said, you just meet vegans, and they'd be like, after the first 2-3 minutes of having a conversation with them, you know them from nowhere, they'd be like, I'm vegan. Who asked you? Seriously speaking, let me fucking say. But you can never meet somebody who is not vegan. Just going out there telling people, oh, I eat meat. Sorry, it doesn't make any sense. If you're vegan, you're vegan for yourself. It's a beautiful thing. It's an amazing thing. You want to take good care of your health. You want to take good care of your body. You think it is good for you not to eat meat. It's beautiful. And we love you for what you do. Trust me, I've seen non-vegan people live more than 100 years. So I've seen vegans who died early. So it's a two-way thing. I'm not saying taking care of your body or not. The thing is, if you know something is good for you do it. I hate the word right now when some certain things you're trying to do some certain things and you want to take people along with it. And I know the people who do this thing a lot are women, 100%. Like when they are in a set, if they want to have this weight loss, they just want to do it together. But me and you know, they devoted. Sometimes being fat can be good. I'm not saying, if you know you is good for you, be fat. I don't go out telling people, no, you need to slim down, you get into, no, just mind your business and let people do what they know how to do. And this is especially for the vegans. I'm saying this 100%. When they see you eating meat, it's like you're committing murder. I don't really know why it's like that. I just can't really get my hands to it. Let me eat my meat and you eat your vegetables. I'm not out there telling you, vegetables is not that good. It doesn't really feed you up. It can't hold you up as a person. Trust me, I've never said that to a vegan. So why am I eating my meat and you're out there telling me, please, let's be guided. Let's be guided. Our next song is coming from Star Plus Olufemi, and the title is one, The Missing Recipe, and it's featuring the one and only Lady Paul.
Touchdown Abuja.
You're listening to My House on Radio Fabulous.
Stop, my dear. She wanna know the cologne I wear. I like you is really what I hear. You make my ex look like a rough idea. If I touch right here, will your seats come closer? Think about it while the waiter comes over. Relationship, it needs both rowers. And I confess, I think you're so obsessed with me. And like it, it's too late to speak, I just type it. 3 times a week, let's meet private. Lisa, Flavio, dress in your sizes. That's why I never wanna love another woman. That's why I know I never love another woman. That's why I can never love another woman. That's why I think that's cap, cause I told my ex to my love another woman, I make it to verse 2. Then if we break up, I'll make that verse 2. I'm just playing with words, baby, don't take it so personal. Especially cause you know you're the missing recipe. Feel like Nas when they talk about our destiny. If you see me for road, I beg, just press money. In my real life, I'm a walking SME. But now you will get assets. You belong in high income brackets. I didn't enter your eye like false lashes. What's your new relationship status?
When I said to you that I never wanna love another woman, girl, it was true. So true, I meant to marry you. And when I did, I'd be the one to take care of you. For you, for you, for me.
Less sugar, more honey. Is that what you taste when you lick your lips for me? Take my breath away, believe in your scent on me. Make me want to spend money. I'm not a man of cheap taste. Girl, you approve that perfection is crazy. That's how I fell in love with your resting bitch face. Still, I make you smile every time we embrace. It's the unassuming sex appeal for me. Pillow talk leads to things instead of sleep. Conversation not the only thing that's deep. I guess our parents is all that's left to meet. That's why I never wanna love another woman. That's why I know I'll never love another woman. That's why I can never love another woman. That's why.
You're listening to My House on Radio Fab.
Plus, Slutty Pope, but you knew that. You're the missing recipe. Stay with me.
So in conclusion, I just want to say thank you for everybody who's listening to today's episode. I just want to say, you're the reason we come here every Wednesday just to do what we know how to do best. So I hope I will see you next week, and have a blessed week, and have an amazing, how will I say, amazing many days of the week, and have an amazing weekend, and hope to see you next week again for another great and wonderful episode. For now, I'll leave you in hands of good music, and without saying anything much, I just want to say, have a blessed week. Ciao, ci vediamo la prossima puntata.
As I grind, I deflect, so she shake boo boo, that you know distress, so gentle but bunny me, I don't like to vex, so. You can ask my ex, so sipping on my ex, so. Boom, blink, boom, blink, boom, blink, boom, blink. Ulu, my way, Lola, I know, be, we getting money, we getting foreign money. More money, more life, every day we online. Every time you see me outside, I'm a woman, know they come fight. I just wanna chop life, 24 hours, don't pass. More money, more life, every day we online. Every time you see me outside, I'm a woman, know they come fight. I just wanna chop life, 24 hours, don't pass.
believe as I the grind, these zeros go they increase. Call on me she, every day I make this sleep. People no level up, wait to go do my steez, wait to go do my steez. Sleep care, nipples, move for a Lambo. So every day I'm fighting for my bag like I'm Rambo. Put your chase, put your BOA, put your fago. Kima lofo, la porai fashion, la da jago. I know God's time is the best, but I still wanna reach it nearly. So when I get the bag, you know I'm gonna stop the city. Alhamdulillah, I'm reaching for the stars. Alhamdulillah, I'm reaching for the stars. More money, more life, every day we online. Every time you see me outside, I'm a woman, no, they come fight. I just wanna jump life, 24 hours, no passing. More money, more life, every day we online. Every time you see me outside, I'm a woman, no, they come fight. I just wanna jump life, 24 hours, no passing.